right. Thank you all. We need to turn this up, Jason. Okay. Are we good? Excellent. Everybody can hear, correct? As you know, I'm a little hard of hearing, so I just want to make sure everybody else can hear. Thank you all for being here today. I'm going to call this a special session to order. Let the record reflect that all are present. And as we move forward, do we have someone who would open with an invocation this morning, voluntarily?
I'll do it, Jeff.
Thank you, Commissioner. Let's all stand together. Commissioner Riley.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Lord, we ask that you continue to watch over us as we go through this trying times. Lord, we ask that you that we do things that will be pleasing to your will in today and every meeting that we come to. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless the men and women who protect us and give us the right to do the things that we enjoy doing. Lord, we ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. All right, as we are moving forward, in our first item on our actions today, Amy, we had talked about this. Are you going to come up, or is Dr. Ducharme going to come up?
I think both of us are going to do it. Dr. Ducharme,
okay, come up. If you would come on up.
Consider and approve a resolution order regarding the rental and mortgage assistance program and also the agreement between Montgomery County and the nonprofit organizations in relation to the Kramer program. Authorize Judge Keogh to execute said agreement on behalf of Montgomery County. What we're doing here is, one, approving a resolution in order to change the application dates, expand those until September 15th, and also allow us to make payments, or the nonprofits to make payments directly to mortgagors and landlords. Should I do that?
Okay.
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
That include rent and
mortgage. Yes, rent and mortgage.
Rent and mortgage.
All right. Item number two. Consider and go ahead, Jason.
Let Dr. Charm go first.
Dr. Charm. Okay,
no
proceed.
No rhyme or reason, so we'll do
the plan first.
Speak into the microphone, if you would, okay. Please, Dr. Charm. Thank you.
Okay. Jason's asking me to do the plan first. I do apologize. We were knocking out this plan right up to the last minute, and so you've just gotten it. It is only two pages. So, in brief, this is round two of the ESG funds. I had spoken in court before that these funds are for homeless only, and that we believed our round one funds were going to be sufficient to do prevention work in the form of rent and utility assistance, and that this plan, these funds would go for making a homeless family shelter available to be able to sequester or isolate homeless families if need be going forward to avoid further contagion. So this plan talks about how we have selected Family Promise, and I have Marilyn Kazmierski here today. She's the executive director of Family Promise. Excuse me.
Good morning.
Family Promise current model has been that they house their homeless families in churches in the local area, and the families move from church to church across their 13-week program and come to the day center during the day. The churches have been shut down because of the COVID, and so Maryland's budget has been ravaged by having to keep her families in hotels to keep them safe. So it is time to get them a static site shelter. These funds do allow us to repurpose an existing building. Maryland has identified an office building out on 2854 that is perfect for this project. We're going to be taking some CDBG funds to purchase the building and then ESG funds to repurpose it and get her some startup operational funds to do that.
How long will it take to get it functionable? Do you know, Marilyn or Doctor?
Marilyn, you can come on up if you want to. I'll just put my mask up.
I have vulnerable people in my household. So.
I don't know if you guys know Marilyn Kazimierski. Mm-hmm. She's probably the gold standard in Montgomery County for executive directors for nonprofits. Marilyn's been doing this a long time. And
tell them that you've already got a contract to, you know, how you're doing.
That's a pretty strong recommendation, Marilyn. Don't let us down.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm passionate about our community and the community I live in, and I believe that healthy families equal healthy community. So
right.
I'm not done yet. I have a lot to do, and I know who's leading my ship, so I'm being a faithful servant. It's not easy. I'm going to just be very honest.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I've identified a building. It's 105-109 Commercial Circle. It's kind of interesting because it's a building that my father-in-law had developed years and years ago, and it just is perfect. It would be almost like a motel site. The building is 6,000 square feet. We can have the families there for the 90 days in our program. We could do more life skills because we'll have more stability. We can, the children won't be moving every week to someplace different on an air mattress. So mm-hmm. It's just a whole win-win. The building we have identified it's really been refurbished, has a new roof, has a generator that comes with it, has soft water that comes with it. It has a lot of great positives. We think it's a lot of value for the money. And we have not hired an architect yet, but we do have a CAD drawing of what our vision is, of what it will look like. And once we get approval of the funds to have the building purchased, then we will move forward with the design. And I don't think it's going to take really that long to get into it. The sooner the better for us, honestly, because we have families on a waiting list, and we don't feel like we can bring new families in if our budget can't sustain paying for a hotel. And that's not really the best model. They're not getting that nurturing, and they're not getting that.
And what is your current budget?
My current budget is $275,000.
A year. That's all she
needs. And that's two full-time staff, and I have a 20-hour-a-month bookkeeper I just got, thank goodness. And so we're really doing it all.
I got to tell y'all a story that Marilyn, I know I'm kind of butting in, but Marilyn came and visited with me at the office, and she told me a story, and I got to share it with y'all. It was a mother and a 7 or 8-year-old son. They're homeless. And anyway, they were talking, and this child was sitting there, and Marilyn had an activity book laying on the table. He said, "Can I look at that?" Marilyn said, "You can have that. It's yours." And he opened it up, and he found out there was a poster in it. And he said, "Can I have this poster?" Marilyn said, "You can have that whole book. It's yours. You can take it home with you." And he said, "When I get a wall, I'm going to put this poster on it." He didn't want a bicycle or a fancy. He wanted a wall.
It was very impactful.
They need some help.
Yeah.
And it's a good program. I'm so thankful that this is where this money's going. Anyway.
I appreciate the court's consideration. We're part of the solution because we're rolling up our sleeves and we're doing the hard work to transition people into stability so they can work back into our community next to you and I. We're doing workforce development. We have a lady that started her pharmacy tech training on Monday. And because she couldn't sustain her family on her income at Walmart, and I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? Has been a desire of your career? She said, I've always wanted to be a pharmacy tech. I said, well, let's make that happen. So we tried every family's unique in what their needs are. We've only had one that needed a GED, but we got the GED. We've had bachelor's degrees. We have a lady that's a credit analysis right now because she had a bachelor's degree in finance, but life circumstances. We have a gentleman who came and lost everything in Harvey and just never recovered. He's now a prison guard and wants to be a prison chaplain. So we are really putting families back where they are stabilized.
Well, Marilyn explained to me it's not a giveaway program. Obviously, with that kind of budget, it's not that. It's an assistance program. It helps people get their lives back on track, gives them a second opportunity or another opportunity at taking care of their family. And
well, it's empowerment, and we're teaching a man to fish, basically. We're not just giving a man a fish. We're teaching a man to fish and moving forward so he can sustain the family the rest of moving forward. So it's an empowerment program.
That's awesome.
How many families do you think you'll be able to get in this 6,000-square-foot building?
Well,
I know families are different sizes. So.
Well, yes. So we're looking at having a host bedroom as well and an isolation room with a restroom private. But we're thinking six families because we are only a two-man show or two-woman show right now, so it would be that's what we can maintain. We will still engage our faith community and our churches and our community to come in and partner with us for life skills, teach us what you can as far as we do. Budget counseling is a big part of what we do, and we have a partnership for that. Positive parenting, nutritious eating, how to cook nutritious on a low budget, those kinds of things, so we can have more life skills. And as far as how many families, we're hoping to increase. We, you know, I always have bigger goals, and my goal was to have 16 families this year. We've had 12 because of the hotels and the budget restraints. So families are able to leave sooner if they meet the criteria and they're stable. We're not going to, and they sometimes have to stay a few, maybe a couple weeks later if they're not quite there because required to save money. So our goal, gosh, you know, it's kind of like that starfish, you know, we help that one. I'm hoping annually that we could take maybe, I'm hoping 25. I'm hoping it's bigger. If we can do our job well and have this, have the facility to do our job well, then I believe that we can, some people will graduate a little earlier.
Marilyn, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for letting me speak today.
We appreciate what you do and your words and your heart.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to speak, and thank you for your consideration.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Chase, Dr. Ducharme?
In answer to the commissioner's question, these funds had a funny little rule in them that said that we couldn't acquire the building with these funds. We could only remodel the building with these funds. So we had to dig into a CDBG budget, which won't start till October 1st. So we cannot acquire the building till October 1st, but we'll be ready at that point to begin the renovations. They shouldn't take very long, and we're hoping to get her going in winter.
How much money do you need to acquire?
I needed...
Can you do a down payment?
No, we're going to pay cash for it. It's
$490. Well, I mean, earnest money...
Have you done your earnest money yet? I told her to wait till court approval on the plan. I'm sorry.
I move on.
Sorry, Marilyn.
Second.
Any more discussion, or is there any discussion, Commissioner?
How much is the building? What do you need to buy the building? What's the building going to cost?
The current negotiated price on the building is $495,000. And then.
What would it take? How much would it take to allow us to begin the process with the building? Do y'all know? I mean.
You mean like now?
Yeah.
$495,000.
Huh?
$495,000.
It would take all of it right now?
Do we know that, or do you know if we can negotiate with them some price?
Where that we could start remodeling now rather than October? I don't know what.
The original price on the building was. I don't have the details.
The original sale of the building was $500.
Would you come up to the microphone? Marilyn, thank you.
I'm sorry. We've had to get with the owner to find out.
The owner, the original price of the building was $575,000, and we negotiated $495,000 because he liked our mission and wanted to help us. It has been, has a new roof. Like I said, it's been upgraded, and he may negotiate to lease it. We haven't approached him from that point.
Can you tell us who the owner is? I mean,
the owner is Bill McGraw. Bill McGraw Limited Corporations. He owns quality companies, and
if we could work out some kind of, I don't know, I don't know. BD, you think that's an option or not?
Not with CARES funds, for sure.
No, I don't think we can CARES funds. Well,
we're not even talking about
no, no.
Or anything like that on this project. I mean. You know, from a real estate standpoint, if there was a lease purchase transaction that was documented, it would allow some work to be done on it prior to the purchase of it. But those monies would be at risk if you then didn't purchase the property. So there's a lot of risk involved in working on a building or putting improvements in a building until you actually have title to it. I would be concerned that CDBG funds would not allow reimbursement of some things. I think it's going to have to do the purchase of it, not us purchase it and then.
What if we do a lease purchase? If we lease it now and purchase it in October, you're going to have the funds?
I'm going to have the funds in October.
That's what I mean.
The problem is that CDBG is not going to allow, if the building, right now I can tell you that the regs are that I can't reimburse for a building that's already been purchased. I don't know what would happen with a lease purchase option.
Can I make a suggestion, Commissioner?
Yeah, I would be concerned about that, especially if it is a short-term lease with an option that it would, they would look at that as being, well, you actually purchased it 3 months and this is a supplanting rather than a.
Here's a suggestion, if I may.
As long as we were going to be.
Joanne, can I make a suggestion, please? Thank you.
Sorry.
We all agree, I'm assuming that we all agree on the plan. How to go about doing it, though, is going to take some discussion, and like with some other monies that we're talking about, with whoever we need to, as you have done with Treasury or whatever. Obviously, this wouldn't be Treasury, but how to go about doing this. But can we get vote on this, say we agree on the plan, let's move forward, and between now and when our next commissioner's court is, put together a plan and come back and present it and let's move. And if we need to put some money down on that to hold it, to put that into it and decide how we can decide that right now. I'm just thinking about not going too far.
Out of my budget. I don't think
we have to put money down to hold it. That's what I'm hearing. I think we need to be in there now trying to get it ready.
I'm not in disagreement. My concern is that getting the money back from the CBDG or whoever we need to get it back from. Commissioner? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I was just saying, if we wait till October to purchase, we're going to be 2 or 3 months probably before we're going to lose 6 or 7 months with these families.
I'm not suggesting that at all. What I'm suggesting is that we vote on the plan and then let's figure out how we're going to do it and then get back and lease it until we can buy it or whatever.
I'm with you.
I agree.
Yeah.
Commissioners, we have 2 weeks between now and next court. If we approve the plan today, we can get all those details. Let BG check all this out and come back with something in court.
Yes. And
Okay. So,
want to make sure that the county attorney's
office. I think everybody's in agreement on the plan.
Okay, we have a motion on the plan itself.
Correct.
All right.
It was
is there a second? All right, more discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thanks, commissioners, for your input.
Now, as the judge suggested, between now and next court, maybe we could come up with some way to do this. I would put money out of my budget towards a lease agreement, or I don't know how we do it. And I'm not going to be here next court, so.
How much money do you want to put in there?
$50,000.
I don't know what I got. I may be willing to do the same thing, but I don't know what I've got. I might have to look at my budget.
I could put $50,000 out of my carryover.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is really, really important. We got families out there right now that have no place to live, you know, and little kids. And I think this is a godsend. I mean, something, I think the good Lord's working on this. And they've given us an opportunity here to do something really, really good, I think, for our community. And I think as a court, and everybody agrees. I don't think anybody does not agree with this program. But I'd love to see some way that we could do it before October. And I don't know what that is, BD. Maybe you could explore it with Joanne and Marilyn.
And these are screened. These families are screened for their Montgomery County residents, sir. Absolutely. Not coming from anywhere else.
Yeah. Can we have a motion and a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much.
Good morning.
Thank you very
Judge
much.
And Commissioner.
Jason Millsaps.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. As part of the approval from item one for the resolution and order and the agreements for the nonprofits, as you know, the CARES Act fund does allow some administration costs with nonprofits to administer these programs. I have a resolution in front of me that would authorize $200,000 from the CARES Act fund to be divided between the nonprofits in those agreements to assist them with administration costs, $100,000 for Easter Seals, $50,000 for Interfaith, $30,000 for Crisis Assistance Center, and $20,000 for Mission Northeast. The breakdown is based on the allocation of the contracts and the funds that they're working on. Two commissioners are using Easter Seals. One is using Interfaith, and another commissioner is using Crisis Assistance and Mission Northeast split between their precincts. If you guys would move and approve.
Give a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Proceed.
We have no other items.
No other items. Perfect. Is there anything else, gentlemen, as we're getting ready to adjourn? Do I have a motion to adjourn, or is there any miscellaneous that you
no,
want?
No, Jason, when you come to next court, can you bring us a breakdown of the starting value of the CARES Act account and then everything that
we spent
and where we are now?
You want spent, including encumbered, or both?
Do both. Okay. Do spent and encumbered. That way we
yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What was that?
I just want to know how we're spending
how
the CARES Act money so far.
Yeah. All right, we have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all for joining us today and appreciate all the hard work. Well done.